Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This Apple Watch was literally $300.
Hey guys, I'm sorry, the phone call. Hello, Barack. Yeah, I don't know.
The fact that, like, you guys would ever have a phone call where you go, yeah, I don't know, and then hang up is rude.
Hello, Barack. Yeah, I don't know. Live your best life. I have nothing to say to you. Nobody has shit to say to that man.
I would have so much to say.
I would ask him, I guess. I would ask him about aliens.
The question is, are UFOs real? The answer is yes.
Yeah, aliens are real.
I'd be like, dude, are aliens? What's up, dude? What do you know?
I mean, the only thing we haven't had to deal with is like the asteroid, you know, or the aliens.
Fuck, dude, I have so many questions.
So many secrets.
But also I hate that like Donald Trump knows about aliens or not.
We stand at the birth of a new millennium.
New millennium?
Ready to unlock the mysteries of space.
No.
He shouldn't have any fucking clue if there's aliens
He's
or not.
He's too reckless.
That's privileged information. He would, like, tweet about it.
Yeah, you're like, you can't
This should be a secret.
Like, do you see the movie Arrival?
Like, we can't handle shit like that.
No.
We would all barf at once. If we all found out there were aliens, we'd be like, bah!
That's true. Good point.
I would.
Shouldn't have mentioned the aliens.
Well, hello. I'm Phoebe Robinson.
And I'm Jessica Williams.
And we are the Two Dope Queens.
Here to bring you some hot, sexy, delicious, toasty-ass content all the way from my hometown of Los Angeles, California.
Yas, gaga.
Oh my gosh, do you love being home? Was it a treat?
Yeah, it was like such a treat. My family was there. I was like swearing in front of my mom and my dad. It felt really good to do. Very liberating.
That's amazing. It's always nice to like go home and see the fam and like you just feel like your most self sometimes when you're at home. Like I love New York and New York is a part of me, but when I go back to the Cleve, it's just
don't
like,
call it that.
Why? What am I supposed to call it? That's terrible.
Clee-clee
is terrible. We got an oh-so-sexy show for you today. First up, we got Pete Holmes, who is like religious camp version of Val Kilmer. We have Carrie Brownstein, who's a goddamn legend.
Yeah.
And then we have Solomon Giorgio, one of the most beautiful and hilarious people I've ever met in my life.
Okay, but wait. Don't start the show yet.
Wait, what? I mean, what is it?
We have something very special coming up after the show. We're going to introduce you to some very fabulous friends. So don't pull out early. Hashtag sex. Because this is going to be such a special moment. You comprende? So let's get on with the show.
Oh, my God. Wait, it's a special guest. Is it Bono?
Absolutely not, Phoebe. But it's pretty close. So hot, dude.
This I'm like corny for this situation and for us.
This is literally a Bruno Mars concert.
Yeah.
This is
like both times he performed at the Super Bowl. Yeah. Bruno Mars is like perfect, like middle of the road. Like everybody loves him.
He's so great.
He's literally us.
He's he is. He's cute. He's brown.
He's like, a brown of some sort,
yeah.
You know?
He won't, like, say what kind of brown he is, which is kind of mysterious.
Because he's, like, not controversial.
Right.
You, like, don't want to upset the South, you
right.
know?
But also, like, stand in your truth and tell us. Like,
yeah.
Just, like...
We're here, Bruno. Like, we do want to know, though.
If, yeah. What
if you're available.
You?
Feels good to be back in Los Angeles, my hometown, baby! Tell me about this like new hair. I love this hair story.
So I wanted to have kind of like a 90s Janet Jackson moment.
Yeah.
But for A cups,
yeah.
You know. So that's what I'm going for. And I think it's working. It's very poetic justice,
it
I
is.
Feel like.
Yeah, it looks really good.
This is very
tight. This is tight.
This is
tight,
very
dude.
Like Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yeah.
I feel like the slutty character on Beverly Hills 90210. Like I'm gonna fuck Dylan.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
that's my
yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I remember when I used to work at the mall, and for some reason, all the girls that worked at, I worked at this place called Beachworks, and all the girls who, like, worked there were really into Fredericks. Yeah. And I was a virgin, like, for a long time when I was working there, so they were really into getting me to shop at Fredericks. And I was like, guys, I'm not ready. Like, I'm not ready. It felt like such a big deal.
Right. That is a big deal. You don't want to, like, I wore, like, super baggy, like, overalls, and then I would wear black Ked sneakers.
Cool. That's a good look.
That's not cool.
Kids are great. Are you kidding?
And then I used to wear, I had this like Disney, like goofy t-shirt.
That's
that I know. That's why I didn't lose my virginity until I was 24. It's a, I get it. I look back on it. I'm like, I understand. I that Woodward is, and Bernstein my own life and I got it. So it's fine.
That is like literally the outfit I wore yesterday. Like, I have, like, a lot of Mickey Mouse, like, Disney t-shirts, and it's, like, not my fault because I, like, grew up in the South Bay, so it's, like, kind of not. It's like having a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like we saw Titanic when we were 7 years old.
But I didn't think he was cute in Titanic. I know that's controversial. I was not. Snooze, snooze.
What were you into? What were you into in 1997? I hate everything about that fact.
I was heavily into Ricky Martin.
Okay, that's our divide. Because I didn't get Ricky Martin at all. I didn't
get any of it. That's literally insane.
I didn't. I was like, it's literally insane.
Yeah.
there's like Jeffrey Dahmer, you. cool. No, I was, like, into, like, a boy band type. So I was, like, very into Leo, and I was very into Justin and, like, JC.
Great choices.
Thank you so much.
So
you had Ricky.
I had Ricky, and then I was into Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's cool. Yeah, that rules. I'm imagining you watching, like, the Crossroads video, feeling, like, that early sexual urge. Where you're like, ooh, what is that?
I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. The wrong time to be masturbating during like, that song.
It's literally like about grieving.
Yeah.
It's like, gonna miss everybody. You're like, yes, take a fan here. That sucks.
Yes, sitting shiva, yes.
Sometimes it strikes you when it strikes you. Like today, I was watching the movie Summer Catch starring Freddie Prinze Jr.
Why?
And I did decide that I had to go and see about myself.
Yeah. So I got to town yesterday and I slept in today because I was pretty pooped. And then I was like, let me check social meds, which I shouldn't have done. I know.
Social meds is like so trash.
It's trash.
I love it and I hate it.
Me too.
Nothing good comes from it sometimes.
Yeah. And so this crazy ass guy or gal or gender nonconforming, I don't know.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
The icon is an egg, so you know this is gonna be some great
stuff. Like how you know it's like slander.
Right.
Is the icon's an egg.
And his or her name is Crow Robot. And earlier, I went back after I read these tweets and texted Jess, and I was like, LOL, this is funny. And so I have this other podcast called So Many White Guys.
Yeah.
And this person took affront to that. And so first one is, there's probably a lot of white guys in comedy because it's not a remedial English class or prison. Whoa! Coming in hot. Because you don't want to be confused about what side he's on. You know? If this was speech and debate, that's an excellent opening statement.
That's like... Okay, what else?
Next one is, you know what's problematic? I'm like, here we go. 10% of the population commits more murder than 70% of it. Get rid of blacks and murder is half. What? Now, these are
those
alternative
facts. Those statistics are, like,
those
very
are trash.
Crazy. That's very alternative
yeah,
facts.
That makes no sense.
That's, like, literally Kellyanne, right. Like, mouthing off.
Right. Maybe it's Kellyanne. Maybe she's trying to drag
me. No, it might be Kelly.
Okay.
It might
so,
be Kelly.
Then he roped in St. Vincent and Lena Dunham. And goes, Trump won, bitch. Get these two fat, ugly, black, STD-ridden pigs off the air. Now, I don't even care about that. The numbers are off. I'm the
whatever.
Only black person in this group of three.
Yeah.
Who's the other black person he's talking about?
I guess maybe St. Vincent.
It got a little crazy.
It just makes no sense. It's like such a deep, right. Like, hate that's like...
Right.
And really then
this is the last tweet that I'll say.
Ugh, I hate this.
I know he's the worst. But what if I like fell in love with him?
This
back?
Is like
what
this
if
is why rom coms aren't real.
I know,
is because
but what if
like,
this is like
they always start like that. Like if this
right?
is your like forever boo. I would literally be like antagonistic every step of the way.
Have you had any sort of crazy people? Tweeting at you? Or have you been in like some sort of
yes.
crazy situation recently?
Yes,
that's...
my social media has been blowing up because I had a very weird conversation with Salma Hayek and Shirley
oh,
MacLaine.
Oh yeah, I know, I
Ooh.
Saw that.
Where I was like just basically at a table and was very shocked because I had to explain intersectionality, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is wild because I'm talking to these two people, so I think I'm done here. So then I just like hit my like sensitive black person buttons where I was like boop 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 and then just like went into my own cocoon for protection and then I like went back to my suite and listened to Frank Ocean and like
Aww.
Had like my sensitive black thoughts.
What are some of your sensitive black thoughts?
Like I just want people to like acknowledge that our society was built on like a history of to the submission of black people specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that we're still suffering the ramifications of that.
For sure.
And I think, but I also feel like it's like climate change, like people just won't acknowledge that it exists.
It is just like climate change.
It just reminds me of climate change. It's really an inconvenient truth.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I get that. That's tough, but you survived it. You did
like
really
me.
Good.
We all fucking have those conversations, I think.
Thank you.
We love you too.
Thank you. Who said that? Was that a white gal?
It was me. Yeah, she's white.
Me.
I love
me.
You. Thank you.
It was me. We love you.
I love you. Thank you. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to get this party started with
yeah,
Kristen Cavallari
so?
Or what? I'm a Kristen Cavallari truther. I think
That's
about her a lot.
I think
about the entire cast of that show a lot.
Okay.
I'm not proud, but like I do.
It's okay. It's fine.
Thank you.
Of course. Should we get
covering.
This show started?
Yes.
We got a great show for you guys.
Yeah,
we're
it's
really
gonna be
excited.
Lit.
I'm so glad you guys are all here. Clap it up for yourselves one more time.
Y'all ready for our next comedian? We're so excited to have this guy. He's very funny. You've seen him around everywhere all the time.
He's on HBO. He has a TV show that's coming out called Crashing.
Please give it up for Pete Holmes!
Hi, everybody. This venue is too cool for me. That's why I did the early show. I was like, 7? Ooh. I can be home watching Young Pope by 9. It's no big deal. I love the Young Pope, and not just because I look like a youth pastor. I mean, I watch that show, I just deeply relate, but I'm like, he shouldn't smoke. It's a nasty habit. Do you think Donald Trump thinks I'm the president when he's trying to come or trying to not come? I've never said that before. I have never said that before. But do you think he's like, I'm the president? Or if he's like, oh no, I'm the president. Is that his baseball? Like, there's a meeting at 7. 7 a.m. There's one of those. He thought there was only a 7 p.m. in that joke. Anyway. Not a political guy. I don't like offending people. I like everybody to be happy or whatever. Well, fuck Trump. I will say that. Fuck that. I don't mean that. I just mean I don't have any, like, good jokes about it. I leave that to the professionals. I don't like offending people in general. That is true. That's why I love saying Happy New Year. Here's what I mean. I love saying Happy New Year because everybody likes it, no matter what religion they are, is my point. Jews, atheists, Muslims, it doesn't matter. You go, Happy New Year, they're like, hey. It has indeed been 1 year. You can't offend anyone's beliefs by saying Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, I get tense around the holidays because you could offend somebody by saying Merry Christmas. And I want everyone to like me, so I don't say Merry Christmas. I say, may the birth of the one and only true God, Jesus Christ, bestow a blessing of grace and peace upon your household to the belittlement of every other false religion, lest you be gay. That's what I say. Because I don't want to offend anybody. I like at the end, some people weren't sure if I was doing it. Whoa, gay? I was on board with every other part. But when it got homophobic, I let out a, oh! The whole part was, oh, that was the joke. The whole thing you should have not been okay with. To the belittlement of every other religion, go on. This better not get anti-gay at the end. Boo! This is a ridiculous... This is the best... Don't cheer, because it'll take 45 minutes, but this is the best audience I've ever performed for. This is like... You know, normally they have to, like, throw T-shirt cannons into the audience and Charleston shoes and money. This is what they want at Big Bang Theory, but instead it's like, no, okay, bazinga. Bazinga. Ha, 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 ha. Ha! But you guys are like, let's do this! We only do this once! Yeah, good for you. I have some, I'm a soft man. I don't mind being soft. I'm soft. But, you know, I'm always trying to get in better shape for health reasons mostly. You ever see somebody that, you ever get, what really makes me upset is simple weight loss? You know what I mean? Like, you ever not see a friend for a couple months, and they come back, and they've lost, like, 30 pounds, and then you're like, oh, my God, you look great. What did you do? And they're like, I just stopped drinking soda. It's like, fuck you! Fuck you! Soda! I haven't had a soda since 1997. It was a Sprite, I recall. 30 pounds? How much soda were you drinking, you goddamn animal? Were you brushing your teeth with Fanta? Did you have a Fanta fountain in your home, you child? I had a friend, I hadn't seen him in maybe 3 months. He lifted up his shirt, he had abs. He used to be like me, soft, and then he had abs. I said, what did you do? He went, I just went from eating a Ben and Jerry's every day to once a week. He didn't even stop. He just gently pumped the brakes on the pint of daily ice cream. All I eat is kale, you piece of shit. You skinny fucking asshole. I can't. I'm retiring. I can't go to a normal club after this. You know how many times I've told that joke and people are like... Well, yeah, you'd lose weight if you ate less ice cream.
It's fewer calories and saturated fats.
Fuck you, our genes are different!
I've been, this was so great. I am going to leave soon. I have to go home. I'm in the neighborhood. I've only been out of the house about 40 minutes. And if my dog had a cell phone, I would have 385 missed calls right now. Everyone a voicemail, too. Everyone.
He's like, oh, hey, Peter. Just checking in if you're ever coming back. Are you ever, or is this the one? Is this the one? Call me. All right, bye. Next message. I did forget to say this is, in fact, Brody D-Dog.
I gotta go, everybody. Thank you. This was the best night of my life.
Give it up for Pete Holmes!
This message comes from Two Dope Queens sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/DopeQueens today to get 10% off your first month.
Fun fucking show so far, right?
Soup's fun.
Does anyone... I'm a little thirsty.
Are you thirsty? I am too. I had a lot of pretzels back there. Can I get some...
Can I
get some water from anybody?
I just want some water. The best, you have the best fans.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, thank you,
Carrie. Thank you for doing our show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Mina. This is.
Do you know that I looked on my way here? I looked them up on Twitter to see what they were wearing to see.
Oh my god, this
is
like a date.
It's really honest. It really is.
This is cool.
It's all about honesty.
Yeah.
Carrie, do you want to get deep with us and tell us about your first date?
Yeah, was it like trash?
Sure. First official date was probably senior year, kind of a late bloomer.
Nice.
Yes, wait.
Is that late now? I was 16. And there was this guy, his name was Hans.
Wow.
Was he a director of porno films?
Yeah. He was a porn director at my high school. And I was just really attracted to his work. What a genius. And he had a Model T.
Cool.
His nice.
No, that's his, cool.
Yeah, yeah, his dad collected old cars, so he came to pick me up at my house in a Model T. And... in the morning to go to school. So it's not really a date when someone just takes you to a place you're supposed to be anyway. And it only took about 5 minutes for me to be really embarrassed about riding in a Model T because it's, compared to cars, current cars, it's pretty slow. Anyway, we dated for a couple months. but cool. Yeah, it's probably why I date girls. But, you know, so
Yeah, that'll change you.
Yeah.
What was your first date with a lady?
Very recently. My very first date. I don't. You know what? I feel like I wonder if I never went on an official date. Because, like, when you're young and, like, figuring out your sexuality, sometimes you're not dating. You're just, like, making out. And then later you're like, I guess that was a date. Yeah. Like,
I love that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know?
Nah, that rules.
Yeah.
I just want to say... You're my hero, my Shiro.
Accept the compliment.
Yeah,
this
I'm sorry. Thank you. I need to say it because I've like keep running into you and I haven't. But when I was like 15 or 16, like my mom let me go to Coachella to see one of your last shows.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool. So I like I didn't drive. My mom drove us. And she like dropped us off. And then after we saw it, I was like, oh my God, like this is amazing. You were my fucking hero in high school and made me feel less alone. And then when my mom tried to come pick us up, but there was no service because it was Coachella, so it was trash. And so when we got back in the car, my mom was in a badass mood because she had to like wait for a bunch
of
teenagers.
Wait, do I have to apologize to your mom?
Maybe.
She's here.
I'm so sorry.
But mom, this was the lady I was going to go see when I was like 15 or 16. Remember? And you were like, Slater, what? And I was like, you don't get it. This was her. I don't know. You're iconic. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hi.
And you're funny.
Wow, I would have told a better story than the Model T one.
Nah, that was funny.
Yeah, that was great.
I don't know.
Wait, so let's talk about Portlandia. This is the last season?
Yeah,
that's insane.
We're about to start writing the last season.
Wow. How do you feel? Because it was so, to use a Jess word, iconic when it first came out. You know what I mean? She says it all the time in text. I'm like, not iconic.
It is, though. Most things are iconic. Yeah. That's okay. We're drag.
Yeah. No, but like your show just really burst onto the scene and like everyone just got into it and loved it. So now to be ending it, like, how do you feel?
Yeah.
I feel lucky to have done anything for 7 or 8 years. I think it's just such a privilege to be able to do what you love with someone that you love. Mm-hmm. And so I feel really proud. And it's nice to have an end date, I guess, to something. Yeah. It just feels like, I don't know. I'm excited to write the last season. You guys should both come up and be on the show.
Yeah. Bye, you guys. I'll see you later. I'm going to go die.
Okay.
That's insane.
Let's figure out what we're going to do on the show.
Yeah, this is great.
Okay, I think this is the chance for us to start our bloop. That's black goop. we should do a black goop sketch.
Yeah, bloop.
Yeah,
bloop.
We've been kicking around bloop.
Yeah, let's do bloop.
Yeah,
bloop would be awesome. Okay. And that's it. Yeah. I don't. I just have the word.
Yeah, we need. And we need a logo.
That's awesome. Then obviously, like, cast Jeff Goldblum in it somehow because he's, like...
Yeah. If he's available, we need him as an assistant.
Right.
And just if his trailers are by ours, that could be really cool,
too. That'd be really cool.
We actually only have one trailer on our show.
Cool.
That's great. So, wait, we could share a trailer with Jeff.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, all of us.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
That... Okay, you guys like Goldblum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like...
That seems controversial. Some people know.
Yeah, are people like not D?
He's very fit. Very fit.
Yeah. Is he really fit?
Yeah, very fit.
Does he do like... I don't know. He probably does like Pilates or something pretty regularly.
Yes. And his wife, Emily, is a...
She's not coming.
We only have room for one.
Yeah, just so she knows.
In our trailer.
Yeah, that's in your contract. She will not be there.
It's really personal. It's a deeply personal contract.
Yeah, very.
And okay, but what were you saying, though? For real, I need to know everything about her.
Yeah.
No, she's amazing. Her name's Emily, but she is an aerial acrobat.
Oh, fuck.
She's like... dope and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
we
she's
should
like
have
the hottest person.
She should be on the show and not us.
Yeah, I know.
It's
fine. No. She should be hosting. So what are you working on? Are you working on music at all?
Yeah.
Listen,
I know my questions are stupid.
Let's talk.
I know, I'm just nervous because it's Karen.
Let's talk.
Wait, where are you guys?
You're doing great.
I don't know. I'm really nervous. She's so fucking cool.
She likes you.
She's like iconic.
You got this. You're wearing overalls. Like, you're Madewell. It's cute.
It's cool.
You know what I mean? It's fine.
I don't know, but does she know?
My jeans are from Madewell. We're to
the
Madewell. We're back on. We're back on.
I like Madewell, too.
Yeah, I like Madewell.
Me, too. I like everything they have.
Me, too.
Cool.
I mean, I'm not that cool. This is something that, like, I would wear also if I was going to be working at a bank tomorrow.
It's cute with the boots. Like, yeah, the ankle boots.
It doesn't seem like that. It seems really, like, fashion forward.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, like, learn how to take a compliment. Thank you.
It's
fashion.
Really hard.
It's very fashion forward. So are your overalls. And so...
And that is what you call a struggle compliment.
Why you gotta blast my spot like that? Nah, my overalls are lit. It's fine.
Okay, no, tell us about the music that you're working on.
Oh yeah, I'm working on some music.
Doing musical things.
Yeah, are you guys working on music?
I am. I'm working on music all the time.
You are?
Let's hear some.
Let's hear.
No, I can't do it here.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. This is a story of a girl. She's ran a river and traveled the whole world. And why she looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her when she smiles. And then that's when I crowd surf back in. It was really cool to rock with you out there.
Yeah. Good, great gig tonight. Yeah. That was, yeah. Cool. Well, before I leave, I just wanted to tell you, Phoebe, that I struggled with a compliment because you're just really beautiful.
Yeah.
So. All right. And, as is Jessica, and I love you guys, and thanks so much.
Thank you so much. He's very funny. You recognize him from Comedy Central. Please give it up for Solomon Giorgio!
Hi! So, it's such a privilege for me to even be here. I'll give you a moment to soak this all up. I know what I'm working with. Oh, 2017, rough year for some of us, hasn't it been? Whew. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm kind of enjoying white people finally fucking over white people. For once in my life... And it's weird, because after the election, I just have, like, random white people coming up to me and apologizing. I'm going to say it right now, apology not accepted. Everybody wants to be that cool white person. I'm that cool white person, and all these other white people suck. I'm like, no. You suck, too. You didn't fix shit. Look, if you want to be the cool white person, there's only one thing you need to do. Murder a shitty white person. Right now. Yes. You bring me the head of your racist uncle... I'll let you say the N-word if it's in a song. I don't even care what song. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Go for it. You did the right thing. I am gay as hell. Thank you so much. I was just sitting there one day being black, and I was like, give me another thing. I'm ready. I have a boyfriend now, which is wonderful. Thank you so much. It's wonderful. I do love it a lot. He's white. That's his fault. He has a problem not like realizing that I'm not as white as him. Like we were just having brunch recently. And I didn't even know this. He took a picture. Had no idea that happened. And then he posted it online like the streets aren't watching. Like I just get a notification and I turn on my phone and there it is, my black hand next to a crepe. With hashtags, you guys. Hashtags. Hashtag good company. Hashtag blessed. What the fuck are you doing? And right as I see that picture, he also sends me a text that says, I made banana bread. Do you want some? I'm like, no. It's a blackout day. You gotta leave. I'm gonna be over here reading The Color Purple, drinking grape soda until the day is over. My boyfriend's actually, he's 5'7". And as you can tell, I'm 6 foot goddess. And he thinks he's the big spoon. It's like I go to bed and this little white man's crawling up my back, like a backpack. And I'm totally okay with it, because if anybody walks in my room, they'll be like, Solomon is rich enough to get a little white man as a pillow. Good for him. Good for him. I am as professional homosexual. I've been trying to figure out what is the gayest thing in the entire world. I've done my field research. And I've come to a conclusion. Straight men that refuse to eat pussy are the gayest thing. Why do you exist? Who the fuck are you for? And why must they always brag about it? Like, no one's asking them questions. They just show up to parties and go, I don't need pussy! And they leave. And you're just sitting there like, why did I need to know that shit? Because I have sucked hundreds, nay, thousands of dicks. And not once have I bragged about not eating pussy. Never had such a gay ass thought. Because even as a penis connoisseur, I can tell that vaginas are the far more pleasant set of genitals. Unquestionably. It's impossible. Anybody here ever been awoken by a hard vagina just poking them in the back? You awake? No! Anybody here ever had a vagina removed from their mouth and then smacked on the cheek a couple of times? Anybody here ever choke on a vagina? I don't think so. I don't fucking think so. I think I just talked myself into it. You guys have been so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Give it up for Solomon and Giorgio!
You just heard Solomon Giorgio, Carrie Brownstein, Hey Girl, and Pete Holmes. Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solitaroff, Jim Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky. Hey, baby boy.
All right, so we are ready to reveal our surprise guests.
Okay, I know how earlier I was saying I wanted to be Bono.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Ig.
It's not my future husband, but we have some really great friends in the studio today. We have some new friends. Mm-hmm. I love new friends. Mm-hmm. So I want to introduce you guys. Listeners, meet Nancy! And just so you know, Nancy is not a person. It's a podcast.
It's a new show from WNYC Studios, and it's about all things LGBTQ. And we've got the hosts right here in the studio, Kathy Tu and Tobin Lowe. Welcome, y'all.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Why? You can't just stop the show.
I mean, you got to do like, hi. Like, what's, you got to be like a fun way to
say it. Oh, yeah, that's true. We go like, hi.
Hey.
It's a little similar to what we do. Okay. So we would appreciate
it. I thought a variation maybe, but no. Okay.
Okay. Workshop it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Take your time with it. I'm so happy you guys are part of the family now. Mm-hmm. Can you explain exactly what Nancy is?
Well, first of all, we're so excited to be in the studio with you two because we love you guys.
We love you guys.
Stop it. But keep it going.
Yeah, continue.
But our show, we like to say that our podcast is about how we define ourselves and the journey it takes to get there. And I'm not just kissing your asses here. I think that our shows overlap because you guys talk all the time about how you want people to be the stars of their own stories. You want diverse voices.
Yeah. And we're queer and we're Asian and that resonates with us.
That's dope.
Yeah. Okay. So what else do you guys talk about on your podcast? Like, what are some juicy goss we're going to hear?
Well, I go on a hair journey to discover or explore my inner butch, and I come out to my mom like once a year every year.
Why do you come out to her like once a year every year?
It just doesn't take.
It never takes.
Never takes.
Does she have the same reaction every single time?
No, she usually just shuts it down real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you done it this year yet?
Yes, and I recorded it.
Did
she
really?
Does it on the show.
On the show.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Amazing. That's
I cannot
really
wait
cool.
to
yeah.
hear that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great story. We're also talking to trans teenagers. We're talking to gay porn stars. Jessica.
Yes.
We have a story about the boy who lived.
What? Yeah. You have a story about the boy who lived, a.k.a. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter. Well, sort of. We have a hot take, which is Dumbledore actually gay?
Yeah, he's gay.
Well,
is he though? Yeah. J.K. Rowling said he is.
Is he though? Uh-oh.
What do you mean, is he though? Oh, like did she do it in the back end?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we're going to do a deep dive.
Whoa.
Into that.
That's
the back end.
Yeah, that's cool.
That
no,
but I also love that you guys are like truthing on every level. You guys are like Harry Potter truthing, and I'm like, damn.
A little bit, yeah.
Everything about that I love.
A little bit.
Do you guys like U2 truth? Do you need, because I can help
Nobody
you guys
cares.
Out with that.
There's nothing to truth
What's
there.
The U2 truth?
Hello, The Edge. I know, Jessica is being so difficult. Okay, Bono and I will meet you guys at 4040 Club in like 3 hours.
That sounds like the worst night in Manhattan ever. Anyway, I'm totally going to tune into that. Where the hell is my wand?
So now you guys are officially in the host family at WNYC Studios.
Yeah, right.
This is like pretty... like elite company.
Yes.
We have high standards here. So a lot of things you got to have if you want to be number one. Like, do you guys have a catchphrase?
Like the gayest show since Car Talk?
I love it.
It's a little wordy. Like YQY, you get the essence.
Right.
Three letters. Mm-hmm. Don't make that face. You love it.
It's fine. I mean, I felt like it was a good log line. All right, I got a question for you guys. Who is Nancy? Somebody you know? Is it one of you guys' middle names? Is it your mom? Your dad? Who is Nancy?
Well, Nancy is like an old school term for a gay man, and sometimes it was like a negative thing, but we're like reclaiming it. We're taking it back.
Taking it back.
I love that.
I love that.
It's good.
That's really cool.
We did Two Dope Queens because it was like, we're dope, you know, and we wanted to make sure that we got that across.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And we're taking Queen back from like, you know.
The Queen of England.
Yeah, it's fair. Like.
I feel like she's like you're the queen.
Yeah.
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 We're like, whatever, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's like, you're kind of boring. Like. You wear flats all the time.
You like have a million corgis. Like, that's fine.
Yeah. Right.
And the hats.
Helen Mirren plays you all the time.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
The Crown was really good, though.
I didn't watch it yet.
It's good. Do you guys like abbreviate words? Like, do you abbreves your words?
What about this? This is a great idea. What if you call your show Nance?
And then maybe the intro music is like
Return of the Nance.
Oh my God.
Return of the Nance.
Here we go.
Return of a Nance.
I'm a girl.
You'll know that I'll be Nance.
Oh yeah.
You know, this has been super helpful. We gotta.
It sounds like he's like cutting me off, and I'm like.
He did, but also he's like allowed. Like, I feel like maybe we're trying to force them.
Hey, Justin Trudeau. I know, babe.
He's not like, on the phone.
He's
with you.
And where can people listen to this podcast?
So you're going to search Nancy in your podcast app. And actually, our first two episodes are available now.
Oh, let me bring my phone.
Yeah.
Where'd you put my phone? Oh, it's by my purse.
Yeah, I did not put that there.
Safe key.
I think I would never put anything there. Anyway, thank you so much for
coming
by.
Thank you for having us.
We're definitely subscribing. Congrats on the podcast.
YQY.
LGA.
You're a natural.
Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, do you think they're qualified?
I think they're overqualified. I kind of feel insecure because I think we might not be qualified.
Okay, it's called fucking affirmative action.
Hey, if you could just not disrespect me by... Can I get that? I just want to get a response.
Yeah.